God to be friends with this world, but that will be for tomorrow. Here today is the affront over leaders in the church committing sexual immorality. Listen to the Lord Jesus and what he says about this, the pastor to this church. He says, "Nevertheless, I've got this against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel." My Bible translation says, "You allow your wife Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. I gave her time to repent, and she didn't repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds." And then he says this, "I will kill her children with death." And that's what the Lord Jesus thinks about false teachers or evil pastors and leaders in the church that are leading the flock astray. Remember what the Lord said to Peter, one of the last things in John 21, "Feed my lambs." There's no greater affront than misleading, misteaching, or deceiving, or just flat out evil leading them astray with false teaching. That's where we're at. This is the second part of this message. So we'll pick it up and heard a lot of what we heard yesterday, and we'll wrap that up here today. I encourage you to download this app, Island Community Church. Maybe you'd like to come by and worship. God is doing a tremendous work at our church. It's unspeakable. The words can't describe how much the Lord is moving, how much you experience his presence at the church. If you like this radio program, then you know what to expect at Island. And I invite you, Sunday morning, 10:30. If you're unable to attend, download the app. That'll kick off live at 10:35 on Sunday morning. You can watch the entire service, worship along with us. You can give along with us. Listen to the offertory hymn along with us. Listen to the sermon as well. We'd love to see you. You're invited. More on that as the end of the week unfolds. Here today, let's hear the last part of the Lord's letter to the corrupt church of Thyatira. "Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, because he careth for you." Okay, we've looked at the Lord's attribute of himself, the Son of God, whose feet are like finely polished brilliance, and his eyes like a flame of fire. He can look right through you, knows when you're lying, knows when you're serious. He knows when you mean what you say. And we looked at the Lord's commendation, even to the corrupt church, for what they're doing right. The list of things here. Their works, their love, their service, their faith, their hupomeno, and their works again. Now comes number 3, the admonishment, verse 20. "Notwithstanding, I've got a few things against you, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols." First, the Lord made mention a couple weeks ago with those that call themselves apostles. And the church at Ephesus successfully tested them, remember? That's what they were commended for. "You tested those that said they were apostles and are not, but were the synagogue of Satan." Isn't it funny? Both of these arguable gifts today are the same ones he condemned back then. Those that call themselves apostles. Here he says, "I've got this against you. You put up with, you endure this woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet." No one else calls her that. The church doesn't acknowledge her as that. She calls herself that. I've met thousands of people that call themselves apostles and prophets. You know how you tell a difference? I'll tell you right here and now, every prophet, please don't forget this, every prophet who's ever lived, Old Testament and New, all had the same unified message. Turn from sin
Or like Jonah said, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. The judgment of God is coming. Repent. Quit doing that. Your solemn assemblies make me sick. Turn back to God. Your sins will find you out. If you don't stop sinning and return to God, you're going to die. That's the message of every prophet who's ever lived. So did you know in the New Testament there is only one thus saith the Lord in the whole New Testament? It's all over the Old Testament. There's only one in the New. Other than the Son of God talking. There's only one thus saith the Lord in the New Testament. It comes out of Acts chapter 21, verse 10. The prophet's name was Agabus. He went up to Paul. He took his belt from off of him and he wrapped it around his arms and says, thus the same is going to happen to the guy that owns this belt. And they're going to haul him away and arrest him. It's the only thus saith the Lord in the whole New Testament, which led to his death ultimately. That's the only time you'll see that there. These were the messages of every single solitary prophet who's ever lived, cover to cover in the Holy Bible. So when someone comes up to you and says they're a prophet, and they tell you where your Uncle Harry hid his will, know and understand, you're not hearing from a prophet of God. No prophet of God will ask you to plant anything. No prophet of God will ask you to sow any seed. He won't ask you for $1,000. He won't ask you for $500. He won't ask you for anything. The prophet of God does not ask you for anything. The prophet of God does not have revivals. I once heard John Hagee say, if I once had a prophet in my church, he would clear this church out in 15 minutes. I don't want a prophet here. I'm scared of them. Hagee said he'll clear my church out in 15 minutes. How many people in here want your sins up here on the overhead? Come on, speak up. Who wants all their sins up here? To go on TV, national TV, for everyone to see all your deep and secret sins, everything you're embarrassed of, everything you did yesterday. Or way back when. This is what a prophet of God did. It's why when Samuel came to town, what happened? It says their knees knocked when he came to town. And his knees knocked. They say, is it well, O seer? They were scared to death when a prophet came to town. Now they hold parties for them. That's the kind of stuff you see in a corrupt church. When prophets come to town, people leave. They don't gather to them. They run from them. Because the message of the prophet is turn or burn. Everyone understand that? The message of the prophet of God is turn or burn. Stop sinning now. Like Jonah. 40 days. My Greek Septuagint doesn't say 40. It says 3. The Greek Old Testament says, 3 days, O Nineveh, you've got 3 days to repent, or else. Not 40. And they put sackcloth on the cats and dogs. 3 days. That is what a real prophet looks like. That's why God said to Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah, do not be dismayed by the looks on their faces. Because when you give them the real message of God, they're going to be like this. They're going to want to kill you. Do not be dismayed by the looks on their faces, God warned them. Especially Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Look at what happened to Jeremiah in his life. Verse 21, Jesus goes on, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. He says he gives her time. He gives you time to repent. I gave her time to repent, but she chose not to repent. End result, verse 22, behold, I will cast her into a bed or a sick bed, and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. Now, this is much worse than it sounds. The Greek word here for bed is the word kline. It means a stretcher. Again, Esposito vernacular. The Lord Jesus' message to the pastor of this corrupt church is they're going to haul this woman out of here in a stretcher. If she doesn't knock it off and quit sinning and quit leading my people to sin, he's madder than a hornet at this pastor. Look what he says to him. Real prophets lead people to stop sinning. They don't ask them for money. They ask them to stop sinning or else. Just like Jesus says, repent or else. Repent or else. The man healed by the well, repent or else. Mary Magdalene, repent or else. Something worse is going to happen to you. That's his message. And that's the message of these prophets. They're going to haul this lady out of here on a stretcher if she doesn't knock it off and if she doesn't quit sinning. Now, in my translation, and in most Greek manuscripts, remember, my Bible is from what's called the majority text. It's a reading of the majority of all manuscripts. My Bible reads like this. My Bible, this woman Jezebel was the pastor's wife. What do you think of that, Carol? The pastor's wife. Here's how my translation reads. If you have a New King James, you'll see it in the center column reference. It says wife. My translation reads like this. I've got this against you, that you tolerate your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time so that she might repent, and she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I am casting her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, get this, if they don't repent of her works. Just like last week, right? He holds the pastor accountable. He said, you repent or I'm coming to them. Here he says, if they don't repent of her works. Now the Lord is not done, verse 23. And a promise for her followers. I will kill her children with death. In other words, stop sinning. It affects others when you sin, not just yourself. When you personally sin, it affects other people. Ask King David, he'll tell you. When Nathan said to him, you are forgiven for what you've done, but the sword will never depart from your house. And his child died. The baby died. His sons died. He ruined his life because of this. He goes on, he says, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know that I am he. I bet. I'm sure they will. Can you hear it now? Man, imagine getting a Western Union from Thyatira. Hey, Betty, did you hear what happened in Thyatira last week? They hauled out the whole congregation on a stretcher. Certainly, I see what he means when he says, and all will know that I am he that searches, reigns in hearts. That means your guts. You know that old saying, you had a gut feeling about something? You see, your gut feeling about this church should have been wrong. I am he that searches reins. That's your intestines. Intestines and hearts. He knows what you're thinking. I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. So are you telling me, Pastor, that not all sickness comes from the devil and cannot be rebuked? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Some sickness comes from God. Some sickness comes from God as a result of sin in your life. This is what's happened here. This is a threat. The Lord Jesus is laying on the pastor of this church. You got a woman here, your wife perhaps, calls herself a prophet, and he's leading these people into commit sin. Cut it out or else. They're going to haul these people out of here in a stretcher. I will kill her children, that is her followers. I will kill her children with death. 1 Corinthians 11:29. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner. This is partaking of communion the wrong way. He who eats or drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick. And many sleep, which is a euphemism for death, for not discerning the Lord's body in holy communion. Not all sickness comes from Satan. It comes from God sometimes. And it comes from sin in your life. Unconfessed sin. Again, back to verse 23. I will give to everyone according to their works. So the natural thing to ask is, how are those works of yours doing? How are your works today? What are you doing to advance the kingdom of God today? What are you doing to advance the kingdom of God today? The Lord Jesus promises to give or repay to everyone according to their works. Again, from the book of James, show me your faith apart from your works. I'll show you my faith by means of my works. I'll show you who I am in Christ by what I do. When the Lord reviews your case file and peers into your soul with his eyes a flame of fire, will you receive praise or correction? Now, for everyone else, verse 24. But unto you, I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. Isn't that funny? The one correction of this church was putting up with a false prophet, and he calls it the depths of Satan. They were only corrected for one thing. Having a false prophet there, Jesus calls it the depths of Satan. I will put on you, as many as have not known this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast until I come. There's no other burden than get this false teacher out of your church now. And keep doing all those good things that you're doing until I come. That's his message to this church. Verse 26, the promise. He that overcomes and keeps my works, there's works again. Notice the importance of it. They're commended every which way for what they're doing. He that overcomes and keeps my works. Again, that word keeps means to guard, like a sentinel. He that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Verse 27, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall, and as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Verse 28, and I will give him the morning star. Another promise. The morning star, church, is Jesus Christ himself. Revelation 22:16. If you doubt me, he says it himself. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things to the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. This is your destiny as sons and daughters of God, as Jesus Christ himself. As he's going to say in chapter 3, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Hallelujah. What a great promise that is. Can you imagine that? 11:29, Sunday morning, May, whatever day it is. Take this promise with you today. To him who overcomes, I will grant them to sit on my throne. Maybe you'll be lucky and your life will never be tested. Maybe you'll be unlucky and they'll bust your door down. He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Throne. Talk about sitting on your daddy's knee. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, how do you know if you're in a corrupt church? Let's modernize this again this week before we go home here this morning. How do you know if you're in a corrupt church? I can't lead you to eat things sacrificed to idols. Because you're too smart to fall for that. I can't say to you, let's all partake of some voodoo chicken. You won't eat voodoo chicken. You just won't do it. I can't tell you it's okay to have sexual relations with anyone you want. You're smarter than that. Though some groups might fall for that. If you had enough trust in me, some group might fall for that if that tickles them. So, how can you tell if you're in a corrupt church today? There's only one wrong thing with the corrupt church: being deceived by someone that calls himself a prophet. And any so-called prophet that is not pleading with you to stop sinning and that judgment is coming is not a prophet of God. And if you sit under that, then you're in a corrupt church. I'm afraid of a real prophet coming in here. I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid for me, nonetheless you. You don't want a real prophet coming in here. They would do to him what they do to all real prophets. Right? We'll stone him. Put him out of his misery. We will silence him. Because that's what they did with real prophets. They silenced him. They didn't have revivals. And they don't ask you for money. And that's how you know. This church went down in history as the corrupt church. And there was only one thing he held out of a list of things they were doing right. There was one thing they were doing wrong. Listening to someone who called himself a prophet. And enticing them to sin. When a prophet will entice you to stop sinning. And turn back to God. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word.
With him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Nothing good in me.